Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, the CEO of Gibson Guitar is joining us. And I saw an article that dovetails with this. We've now learned, even if you buy legal endangered wood from the Forest Council or others that confirm that it's indigenous people making the money and that it was a tree that fell over, as Gibson does, because you know they need it for the fingerboards, even if you do that, it's illegal under Agenda 21 and what the Lacey Act, this is in mainstream news, if American workers work the wood. See, everything's written where you can't have a job. That's how they're economically, through economic warfare, bringing us down. And here's the articles right here. Government says wood is illegal if U.S. workers produce it. This is from Gibson.com. They've finally been told why they were raided. So, producing your own wood or working it. Americans, this is mercantilism. One big reason we had 1776 is we were not allowed to have any finished goods produced in the colonies. It can only be sent to England to have that done. The New England is China, where the globalists have deals with the communist Chinese that only their mega factories can operate. You can go to them and order something you want and have them produce it, but you got to get it from them. Just like you got to be an insider to run your power plant. You've got to be an insider to not have to buy the insurance, the health insurance. I mean, this is mafia government. So there you have it. Also, Gibson Guitar CEO, raided by feds to cost company $2 to $3 million. Feds raid Gibson Guitar factory over protected wood, Wall Street Journal. CEO of Gibson Guitar's main competitor is a huge Democratic donor. We're going to be talking with the CEO of Gibson coming up. Now, I haven't even gotten into our top story yet. We're going to get Mr. Von Notaus on as soon as we can. He's facing sentencing. He's facing decades in prison for publicly issuing his own gold and silver coins or rounds. And, of course, he set up the Hawaiian Mint. I remember watching as a child on TV with commemorative coins. There are thousands of companies that have come and gone, hundreds operating currently. In fact, I know Midas Resources sells Lakota rounds. I know seven states now have moved to pass laws to issue their own silver rounds. I know Midas commissioned a Liberty Committee, Campaign for Liberty, a little gold coin. I mean, it's everybody does that. There's even the Associated Press, when they convicted Notaus, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, did their own analysis and said, this is really scary. There's hundreds of these companies, and he wasn't operating as if this was U.S. currency. He was saying you should create your own independent currencies, which are what credit cards could be called or what customer loyalty cards or when you go to a Chuck E. Cheese or something and get the card that puts the credits on it. I mean, there's all sorts of coupon programs. That's all an alternative currency. And there's a bunch of cities that have got multi-hundred-year-old currencies here in the U.S. And even AP said this counterfeiting clause they used, this jury didn't know what they were doing. None of the jury knew full well what they were doing. They knew full well that 98% now, it was 97 last year, now they're reporting 98% of people charged by feds are found not guilty, are found guilty. See, my brain can't even believe that number. 98% of those that go to federal court, you can pull these numbers up, are found guilty. And that's because the federal juries are kept. They're selected, they're picked, and then they're kept. And they will send a ham sandwich to the gas chamber for blowing up the Hindenburg blimp. I mean, they will send a M&M to the gas chamber, you know, saying that it worked with Hitler. Well, I'm going to come back into this, but there's been a new development. A new development with the Secret Service. They are saying the coins themselves are illegal.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your six free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. Foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your six free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your six free meals shipped today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Henry Juskowitz is going to be joining us in about 25 minutes. He is the CEO of Gibson Guitar. We've now learned a lot more about the second SWAT team raid on their facility. Under Agenda 21 and the Lacey Act, they actually quote Agenda 21, it doesn't matter if the wood is legal, non-endangered wood certified. Because it was imported from India under the UN law, the United States is not allowed to work the wood. Because under Agenda 21, we have to abide by foreign countries' laws. You heard me right. And it dovetails with this report. We even have the video clip up at InfoWars.com. Kucinich says Obama's job czar expert at creating foreign jobs. What I've been screaming about for 3 years, 2.5 years. His job czar, who heads up his economic council and previously was also part of another council at the White House, has gotten a waiver for all of his power plants or power plants they're contracted on to build. They're allowed to release any type of pollution they want. All other power plants cannot even release carbon dioxide or water vapor. They've now been listed as toxic waste. Again, insiders, 2,000-plus companies, no insurance needed for their employees. Close to $5 billion of the General Motors bailout, the $25 billion total, $5 billion of that, or right at $5 billion, was used to move major factories to Brazil, Eastern Europe, and China. Your tax money, you heard me right, paid to move the factories. You're not allowed to make a wood guitar. You're not allowed to have a lemonade stand. The girls out there selling the Girl Scout cookies are getting arrested or fined. Thousands of articles. Forbes, 2 days ago, said, what's the pandemic of raids and arrests of people selling lemonade? Amish getting hit and hit hard. Dairies getting hit and hit hard. Farmers getting harassed. What does the Declaration of Independence say? He has erected a multitude of offices and sent forth swarms of agents to eat out our substance. Guys, type in Declaration of Independence, eat out our substance. I want to read the full quote. Thank you. Put it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Everything in the Declaration is exactly what we're experiencing. In the 13 colonies, you were not allowed to have finished goods under tax laws. You had to ship raw material to England for it to be a finished good. That is one of the biggest reasons there were rebellions. Then they started having the redcoats and the regional governor's militia start searching people's persons and start searching people's wives. And that's when the shooting started. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, they know this is going to get bloody. They want it to get bloody. We have got to reach out to police and military now and educate them. We've got to stand down for America. Everything the government's doing is completely alien to the spirit of 1776 and illegal and unconstitutional. But here's Dennis Kucinich breaking down that Jeffrey Immitt has used bailout money, stimulus money, to move the entire X-ray division. One of the few industries we had left was X-ray production out of the U.S., General Electric to China. Cars being moved out. Everything. Now, let's get this straight. These aren't companies just getting tax incentives to move. They're being paid your money to leave. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out their substance. I got the quote almost exactly right. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. They federalized the National Guard 3 years ago. And what did the John Warner Defense Authorization Act say? Actually, 4 years ago. It said, chillingly, that the military and the new guard will be used in case of insurrection or rebellion, including by the governors. And then Bush established the Governor's Council. He doesn't listen to the governors themselves and the states. They have a 10-member board appointed by the president. Obama continued it. They have a rural council that speaks for your town, your county, and is run by the Department of Homeland Security. Oh, man. But see, it's Red Dawn, but they're wearing our uniforms. It's Red Dawn, but they come out and say they're here to help. It's Red Dawn in slow motion, but it's bankers who release the communist to collectivize and wreck the system, then they roll in after it. Communism always leads to fascism in Russia, in China, everywhere it's practiced. That's why 10 years ago, the Chinese president said, China's communism is the greatest expression of capitalism. People said, that's an oxymoron. Why did it was in BBC. It was a video clip. Why did he say that? It makes no sense. Communism? Chinese communism is the greatest expression of capitalism? It is. Bankster capitalism is collectivist. Command and control from the top. Non-free market monopoly. Competition is a sin, as the head Rockefeller said over 100 years ago. If you tried to set up your own gold mine or your own oil field on your own property, he would pull up with Pinkerton troops, and he had the governor bought. They did this from New Jersey to Colorado. Pull up Pinkerton Massacre, Colorado. The train would pull up, they'd ride off on their horses, they'd set up their machine guns, before that their Gatling guns, and they would go into towns and murder every man, woman, and child. And to scare the next town, they'd line little kids up, cock that pistol, and blow their brains out. Move on, man! America's ours! Ah! Yeah, it's our country now! Yeah! We're gonna get it! What, in the 1920s, there were cases of U.S. military wanting their pensions. They just sent out the army to machine gun them down, ride them over with horses. There were cases, you can pull up what, New Jersey, where there'd be a Rockefeller plant, people protesting? They just send in private security and slaughter everybody. You listen, all that's coming back to America. But the Rockefellers said, we hate these American scum. They beat us, and they were beaten. So the Rockefellers started acting nice and putting out all this PR about how they were good. They made their money tax-free, and they said, we're going to hit their vaccines. We're going to hit their food. We're going to hit their water. We're going to get these Americans, our number one enemy. And they've gotten you good. They've gotten me good now, haven't they? They think you're so caught up in their trance that they've got you. What's the snake's name in the Jungle Book? What's the snake's name? He sits there and hypnotizes people. Ka, can you break yourselves out of that? By the way, guys, I want to show them the Pinkerton Massacre or Rockefeller Massacre, Colorado. Yeah, Ludlow. Pull that. There's a whole bunch of them. But yeah, that's one of the best known. And they just rode into the town, burned it, burned families up, shot them. Woohoo! Yeah! Yeah! The Ludlow Massacre was an attack by the Colorado National Guard on the 10th Colony of 1,200. And I know Pinkerton was involved in that or some of the others. It all goes back to memory. Massacre was an attack on the Colorado National by the Colorado National Guard on a tent colony of 1,200 striking coal miners and their families. That may not be the one in Colorado. There's another one where they're running them out of a town. On April 20th, 1914, the deaths occurred after a day-long fight between strikers and the guard. The massacre resulted in the violent deaths between 1925 people. Sources vary, but all sources include two women and 11 children asphyxiated and burned to death under a single tent. Ludlow was the deadliest incident in the southern Colorado coal strike. Yeah, there were a bunch of them. Control F Pinkerton. I know they were involved in some of those Colorado ops. Just Control F Pinkerton and it'll pop up if it's in there. Yeah. And then hit enter. That's all you got to do. It's just not found in that one. They all mix together. You can just go pull it up for yourself. Thank you, sir. Oh, good news. ATF chief steps down in the government shipping the guns into Mexico. And, of course, he was caught perjuring himself. And when he got scared, he said, look, it was all under orders from the Department of Justice from Eric Holder. The ATF isn't the only one. FBI, DEA are involved. Months later, comes out, it's all true. All over the country. Key armed gangs from Illinois, California, Florida, armed by the FBI, DEA, and others to go kill the other gangs that weren't laundering their money properly. And secondarily, to blame the Second Amendment, the U.S. government is shipping guns to gangbangers all over Mexico, Honduras, and the United States to go after their, and this is some good news, this just broke. But you see, that's not enough. It must go to Holder. It must go to Obama, that traitor in chief. His uncle, it turns out, it was given a Social Security number, no one knows why, and is an illegal alien. Just a pack of scum and criminals. A pack of absolute, abject, total filth and garbage. Now I'm obsessed with it. Google Pinkerton's massacre. I know there were a bunch of them. Some in the 1890s, and then, like I said, in the into the teens in 1900. I want to pull those up because those were all part of brushfire rebellions. I want to be able to cover that for people. I don't want to just go off some nebulous memory I've got and not have it for people. Okay, I haven't even gotten into today's top story yet. Kind of hot in here today. Feds may seize Liberty dollars, Kurt Nimmo. CoinWorld and others report, and they have a direct link to the government's own announcements, that the feds are looking to seize Liberty dollars from collectors and those using the coins instead of inflation-ridden Federal Reserve notes. Officials, not servants, officials with the U.S. Attorney's Office said on August 24th that the coins are contraband. The Secret Service, the federal agency responsible for confiscating counterfeit money, did not provide any definitive comments concerning under what circumstances Liberty dollars would be seized, according to Paul Geichs of CoinWorld. I got, I think, five or six of them somewhere around here. I guess I'm getting SWAT teamed. The coins are illegal, even if they are not used for barter. The feds insist. We're going to break this all down straight ahead.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods.com. direct.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
The feds have come out and said it is illegal to own Gibson guitars that were made previously. They're saying they may SWAT team your home. People are having them taken and they're being fined when they try to fly out of the U.S. That's in the Wall Street Journal. This is the new America. And they're saying next it's furniture, guns, They don't care if it's 100 years old or older. If you don't have the proof of where the wood came from, just like ivory, your guns, your furniture are gone. How do you think the crooks are going to get in your house or business? Oh, by the way, the feds are now announcing they may go after regular silver and gold. They confiscated it in 1933. You see, and we always told you this could happen, and they're test ballooning it right now with this case. Why? Because if they keep deflating the currency, devaluing it, gold could be 20,000 an ounce. I mean, it was 50 million Deutsche Marks for a Wiener Schnitzel sandwich or a loaf of bread in Weimar Republic, Germany. Same thing in Zimbabwe. Same thing in Argentina. You know, they only had 1,000% inflation there. You know, not you know, million inflation. And but that's why. Now, the bankers all hoard theirs offshore. There's a reason Hugo Chavez has ordered his gold back from England. The 144 tons they had there, another 60-something tons in other European vaults. But again, that's even more reason to get gold. Don't turn it in when they say it. They'll arrest a few people on TV and have SWAT teams calling them terrorists. By the way, let me read from the FBI's website. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism, U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in an announcement, the verdict. While these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious to publicly have TV ads on selling gold and silver coins, totally legal. Even the AP admitted this is legal. And represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country, she added. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government. That's the article. Feds may seize Liberty dollars. And they've put out a release saying, no, Von Nuthaus is going to jail. And if you've got these things, you're going to jail. And they're going to expand out to all other gold and silver coins. This is the criminal mafia government. They come take your children for no reason, you hand them over. They put radioactive isotopes in your water, you drink it. They give you GMO crops, you eat it. They raid guitar companies and Amish people and lemonade stands and arrest people at lemonade stands, you take it. You can't have a garden in your yard, you take it. They now admit they're using Mexican troops, Associated Press, inside the U.S., not even a news issue. This is what America has turned into. And the FBI and the U.S. attorneys are with a straight face saying that silver and gold is undermining the United States. I thought it was the Federal Reserve that took over in 1913 and is now fully bankrupting this country. You know, the folks that got tens of trillions of dollars of tax money and tried to keep it secret. I thought they were the ones devaluing the dollar. I'm sorry, it's not even a dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note. And then it's undermining our democratic process, the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office. These are the people, this is the Justice Department, that ships guns all over the country. I saw a U.S. attorney on tape just last week in federal court griping about it, saying we're not allowed to go after people now unless they have something like 50 kilos. They only go after drugs at the retail level because you're a good worker to work for 25 cents an hour in a prison displacing everybody else's jobs. They don't just get rid of our jobs with China or labor from Mexico. They get rid of it with the millions of prisoners building everything you can imagine, doing customer service, everything. This is America. This is what America is. You don't make a wooden guitar, even if the wood isn't in danger, because under a UN law, you're not allowed to work the wood. I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is only the beginning of how our emperor government has erected a multitude of offices and sent forth swarms of agents to oppress our people and eat out their substance. Declaration of Independence. That's why America was admired, why it was loved, why it was known for being the freest country in the world. Now the dark light of tyranny shines forth from our country because we've let criminal, hardcore mafia take over who say, listen, you don't have a business unless we say you have one. Is that clear? We run your country now, Mac.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground,
and I won't back down.
And I won't back down.
Well, we've been covering since last Friday the second armed SWAT team raid on one of the few American companies engaged in fine craftsmanship, and that, of course, is Gibson Guitar, that I know a lot of my friends and family dearly love, and their classic Les Pauls. And they've been raided a few years ago, won't tell them why, been raided again, and now they're learning it doesn't matter if they get the wood legally or lawfully. Now the police are saying, hey, we may start raiding musicians' homes. When you try to travel out of the country, it doesn't matter if it's a 50-year-old guitar. They're taking it, but not just Gibsons. Now they're talking about guns with the wood that's on them. If you can't prove that it's not some endangered wood from a foreign country, it's gone. Your furniture. The whole police state system wants to expand. You've seen the Green Police ads on TV where they're arresting folks for light bulbs. Actually, in Australia, they do home inspections and are talking about arresting people if you've got a crack in your window. This is the total takeover of society, and Henry Juskowitz is the CEO of Gibson, and here's one of their press releases. Gibson says wood is illegal if U.S. workers produce it. Continuing here, guitar frets, environmental enforcement leaves musicians in fear. I saw an Atlantic article where they had the headline, how do you turn musicians into tea partiers? Take their guitars. Gibson Guitar CEO raided by feds to cost company $2 to $3 million. Here's another one. Breaking it down. CEO of Gibson Guitar, a Republican donor, Democrat competitor, uses same wood, just like Obama's contributors are exempt from having to have the government-run health care, which is an unfair trade advantage, just like General Electric's power plants are exempt from the new carbon taxes. Joining us again is the CEO, and I appreciate him coming on. Mr. Juskowitz, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, so much has happened. I saw your press conference, and it seems like you're really informed. You've got the floor. Tell us exactly what's happened.
Well, it was a normal day, and, you know, it started normally. We were producing guitars, and, you know, very early in the morning, we had something like 20 to 30 armed SWAT-like agents descend on three of our manufacturing plants and our corporate headquarters. They evacuated all the employees, several hundred people, respectively, into parking lots and streets, shut down the manufacturing facilities, started pouring through them, confiscating raw materials in the manufacturing facilities, paperwork, started grabbing some hard drives, copying, imaging hard drives, and generally shutting down our business.
Do you think that this could be political sabotage or espionage? Because it's been confirmed that General Motors franchises in Minnesota and other areas, when they nationalized General Motors, that people that weren't Democratic Party donors, that they had their franchise taken away and given to others. You heard me, sir, just mention the fact that 2,000 plus big companies that are donors have been given government health care waivers. We know General Motors has also gotten government bailout money. The same thing with General Electric. I mean, do you think that some of that could be at play here?
I really don't know. I'd hate to say anything without any specific knowledge, but I will say that we are not the only company that is buying Indian rosewood and ebony, which is the issue here. Other competitor companies are indeed buying it and have not been in any way impacted, contacted, or otherwise harassed. So the fact that we are uniquely selected definitely makes me suspicious as to why that's the case.
Now, I noticed in your press conference you talked about some of the acts that sign us on to basically Agenda 21 international law, and that under the Lacey Act and other things, that even if foreign countries change laws retroactively, now you're under that, and that specifically they don't like us buying wood from foreign countries and then working it.
Right. That's the real irony. I mean, we have an outstanding American labor force. We have been hiring people at the very depths of the economic problems. We have hired over 580 American workers, new jobs. We are very successful at exporting products. 60% of our product goes overseas. These are things that normally, you know, countries get pretty excited about, and you're considered a pretty good guy and a good citizen when you cause that to happen. The fact is, the government's position is that it's not about the wood and illegal logging. It's about the labor content in the wood, and the government apparently prefers that that labor content be outside the United States. Just kind of a bizarre thing.
Again, we're talking to the CEO of Gibson Guitar. Sir, even Congressman Dennis Kucinich on CNN last night pointed out that the head of the President's Economic Council, the former head of General Electric, is actually getting incentives to move General Electric's X-ray division out of the U.S. As I said, three of our factories were paid for with the bailout of General Motors to move them to Eastern Europe, China, and Brazil. So that is undoubtedly what's happening. The congressman has the headline here, Obama's job czar, expert at creating foreign jobs. Can you speak to that?
Well, all I can say is that this is costing us money. It's making us less competitive, and it will certainly impact, you know, jobs here in the United States. And it's really making me question whether we're valued, in the U.S.
Well, don't let them win, sir. Don't let them run you out to China, because then you've got to go through one of the Chinese generals. And that's why the big cats, fat cats, did this deal decades ago with China. They admit it. Where only select operations are allowed to move there. Certainly you can move to Mexico or somewhere else. But I think once you're in their sights, they're going to keep coming after you. I think it's up to the American people, if they want any industry or craftsmanship left in this country, to come to your aid. What can we do to help Gibson Guitar stay open and stay in the United States?
Well, we're hoping that people call their congressmen, their senators, their politicians, and let them know that this is not fair and not right, and to do whatever they can, not only to address the problem we have as Gibson, but I think it's a nationwide problem where we need to address this much broader than just our individual situation. This is happening with other companies in various areas where regulation is creeping in and being applied irrationally and hostily. And I think that needs to be put an end to. I think we need to look at what is good for our nation, what is good for our people and our workers.
Sir, in 1984, a fictitious nightmare police state scenario, Winston doesn't know what he's being accused of. And, of course, in the famous a novel that Kafka wrote, and we get the term Kafka-esque, because in the end he's convicted of a crime and sentenced to death and doesn't even know why he was sentenced to death. And more we're seeing that people are being sentenced and never even finding out. It's just they're told national security. And I know you were raided a few years ago, you've been raided again, and you can't even find out when you talk to them why you're being raided. I mean, in the Constitution, you have an ability to know what you're being charged with and to face your accuser.
That's right, and it's pretty bizarre to be in our predicament. Not much I can say except it's a nightmare.
We're talking to Henry Juskowitz, the CEO of Gibson Guitar. And, of course, you can go to Gibson.com and see all the latest press releases. Sir, I want to, instead of, you know, sitting here asking you questions, I'd like to give you the floor, because in the press conference I saw a lot of media there, but the audio wasn't too good on the YouTube version. So I'd like to give you the floor here, you know, to really speak about what you think is most important. I would also like to ask you about the armed nature of it, how you were treated like you were criminals instead of working with our industry and saying, hey, you might do this a little bit better. But I noticed that with the vitamin industry, they tried that. And now the government's trying to shut them down. So, unfortunately, they don't want to work with you. And even if you try, they're going to come after you. These are parasites who could care less about our economy or our future. But you've got the floor, sir.
Well, I think you're a lot more eloquent than I am. And all I can say is that in fact, the government is using, drug enforcement, hostile techniques. We are just a guitar factory. We're a small business that's very successful. We're hiring people. We are competing successfully overseas and exporting. And we're talking about, an import and export paperwork issue that should not, be dealt with people with loaded guns and bulletproof vests, intimidation techniques. We've had hourly employees put into rooms with five or six armed people and interrogated without their attorney present. You're talking about really hostile action, and no one has come to us and said, fellas, here's the problem. We have an issue with this. Let's deal with it. Their first response was SWAT raids with guns, and they shut our business down. They injured us. It was an attack, and we have no recourse. There isn't even a judicial recourse. We are trying to fight this in court, and the government is trying to stay the judicial proceedings so that we can't even fight and get our day in court. So anyway, I think we are being treated unfairly, way disproportionate to any possible cause. I think that their ability to do that, really, we have to think about what that means for our democracy and for other people who could be put in this exact same situation. And so, I ask for reason, and I ask for fairness.
Well, you're not going to get that from the federal Gestapo anymore. They admit they want a post-industrial United States. That's what the whole green tyranny carbon tax is about. Only their friends are going to be able to operate now in America. Al Gore has said it. They've all stated it. And this is their program. This is the mafia takeover of America. We're talking to Henry Juskowitz, the CEO of Gibson Guitar, a growing American company, 60% foreign. I know Gibson gets more and more popular. They have an entertainment office here in Austin. They're bucking the trend with American craftsmanship, just like Harley Davidson and others. And the system does not like this, and they harass every major American company that is left that's not an insider. But, sir, you brought up something that's the heart of the matter. We've seen raids on dairy farms that sell raw milk to Whole Foods and people legally and raw milk cheese. And they do the same thing. They show up and say, we're going to say all your cows have mad cow and kill all of them unless you sign a form admitting you did something illegal. They just make it up. Or they show up to Amish and literally put guns to their heads and scream and cuss and say, admit you're guilty. I mean, they're worse than Gestapo. I mean, the Gestapo were polite till they got you to a camp. The ATF had just resigned, caught shipping guns into Mexico, then blamed the Second Amendment here, caught perjuring himself. It turns out the White House ordered it. I think we've got to come to grips with these are really nasty people, or they're going to continue to have the moral high ground. But you mentioned that they got employees in there without their lawyers and began these interrogations. That is unconstitutional. That is official oppression. That is illegal. And I hope that you look to get on the offensive with a civil suit against these people and that organizations come to your aid, sir.
We are looking for every legal remedy and we'll go to the Supreme Court if we have to.
Well, I want to say this. We all hang together or we hang separate. You know who said that? Benjamin Franklin.
One of our founding fathers. I don't think our founding fathers had this in mind for their democracy.
Our republic is in deep trouble, sir. We're going to break here in a moment. We'll come back and do five more minutes. You've been very gracious with your time. But specifically, what more can you tell us about the getting people in rooms alone with armed green police?
Well, you know, not much more needs to be said. I mean, it was a pretty frightening situation. People didn't know. These were ordinary workers on the factory floor. They were pretty freaked out. And, you know, in addition to that, several of these people in subsequent interrogations by the Justice Department were threatened with 5 years in prison. 5 years in prison. You know, these are ordinary production people going about their business. You know, they have nothing to gain. And they're threatened with prison.
Henry Juskowitz, stay with us. I want to give you the inside baseball of what's happening. You're a smart guy, but I want to warn you of what they're trying to do when we come back from this quick break. Folks, they're trying to take down one of the last American companies that's trying to keep this country working and moving. This is Treason.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Henry Juskowitz, the CEO of Gibson Guitar, with two factories right there in Tennessee and offices all over the United States and larger cities, like right here in Austin, Texas. I've got friends that have been over to the little showroom and bought a guitar. That's almost as bad as people getting arrested for selling lemonade all over the country for 10 cents a glass. or gardens being banned in people's yards up in Michigan. Sir, I want to warn you, and I'm sure your lawyers have already warned you, the feds are 98% of the time they convict whoever they go ahead and charge. That's because they have kept basically Soviet-style juries that will send a ham sandwich to the gas chamber in order to do so. But public pressure has been known to back them off from the charges. And as you said, in the first few days, they wouldn't tell you why. Now they're saying the Lacey Act, international law, it's that your laborers were working the wood. And they can change these international laws anytime they want and then say, well, the laws have changed now. Now you're under it. But the fact that they're going after factory floor craftsmen and women shows that they're just trying to terrorize them to lie about you, and they'll say, we're going to let you off now, just say this, and they'll convince them, then they'll go in and testify. And so you are in grave danger, and everybody's got to get the word out about this. What's your take on that?
Well, that may very well be the fact. I mean, they are being threatened, and the coercive techniques were used, and fortunately, you know, we have good people here at Gibson, and everyone here is, you know, really feels terrible about this. We all love the company. We've done nothing wrong, and the intimidation isn't working.
By the way, these floor workers, they have nothing to do with the importation and working of it. Everybody knows they're totally innocent.
You know, that's right. I mean, I'm the head guy of the company. If they want to come after someone, they should come after management. And, you know, it just really sent chills down my spine for them to go after, you know, normal people that, you know, who don't deal with lawyers and they don't have a squad of legal people. And in fact, you know, the company didn't have to support those people. They could have been on their own. You know, if we did support them, we hired independent lawyers for them to protect their own personal interests. But that didn't have to happen. It's just not right.
And by the way, this fishing expedition is now going into its third year. This started in 2009.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I mean, I see it all the time where they throw the book at somebody who gets a drop of motor oil in their backyard. But then we're shipping all our jobs to China where they just dump the toxic waste right in the ocean. I mean, how is America supposed to operate with these all these new offices that have been erected and the swarms of agents that have been sent out to eat out our substance?
It's very difficult to do business with these issues facing you.
Now, have you seen an upswing in orders, though, with the people sympathetically trying to support American jobs?
A lot of people have been calling in. Yes, we have seen an upswing in orders. Of course, it's only been a couple of days since the raid. But people are just pouring letters and support in from all over the country and all over the world. And yes, we have seen an uptick in people buying product.
So they certainly realize that it's important to have jobs here in America. And in closing, sir, they're claiming that it's because you were working the wood, that it's evil to have jobs here.
Essentially, that's right.
You know what? We're going to break for 1 minute. I just want you to finish that point. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.